Joining us as our guest today is Engadget senior editor Roberto Baldwin. Roberto, welcome to Tech News Tonight.
Thank you for having me on. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. I've been enjoying a lot of your articles. I've been enjoying all of your articles. But you've been writing about and driving some crazy new vehicles lately, and I wanted to talk about a couple of them. Can you tell us about the Toyota iRoad?
So the Toyota iRoad, Toyota calls it a prototype, but they have it in production. It's a three-wheeled vehicle, and it's electric. And when you turn, it actually tilts. So you don't tilt it like you would a motorcycle where the body tilts. You turn the wheel and it tilts like a motorcycle. It seems confusing, but once you're in it, it actually makes sense. And the steering is actually done by the rear wheel. So between tilting and the rear wheel, the rear tire twisting around, it's a completely different driving experience than what I'm used to, but it's super fun.
And they mentioned something about it's supposed to feel like you're skiing or something like that. They have this technology or the system they call Active Lean. What is Active Lean exactly?
So Active Lean takes the actual turning of the steering wheel and leans the car. And so it leans the car by the two front tires are on independent suspension. So the suspension shifts so that the car leans into the turn. It has gyroscopes, it has an actuator. The wheel, it all sort of works together in concert to make you feel like what they're saying, like you're skiing through a slalom. To me, like I said, it feels more like riding a motorcycle or a scooter.
Yeah, and it's kind of, it looks to me like it's kind of like a hybrid between a motorcycle and a car, because it's safer if you get into a wreck because you're surrounded by, it's like you're inside of a vehicle. And it's also a little bit like a golf cart because it's super slow, isn't it?
Well, the top speed is 37, so it's not too slow. It's a bit quicker than, let's say, the new mobility project that's available via Scoot here in San Francisco, which has a top speed of 25. But, you know, I could see this doing really well in, like, retirement communities or in, places where people want to rent these little electric cars. When you go on vacation, people always want to rent little scooters. This gives people the opportunity to kind of get that scooter feel and get around and have that mobility. But, you know, if you're a little wary of falling down and hurting yourself, you have that nice cage around you. So, yeah, it is a nice little car, motorcycle hybrid.